Good morning.
大家早。
Can you please turn to your neighbor?
我们向我们附近的坐在我们隔壁的人。
And share with them this word.
我们跟他说。
You bring joy to my life.
你把喜乐带到我生命当中。
Please go ahead and do that. It's a joy to speak with you once again.
今天很高兴能够来中文堂讲道。
I get a chance every so often to speak to all of you, and it's really a joy to do that.
所以偶尔我们的英文牧师会来中文堂讲道，他觉得心里很高兴。
Also, Reverend Ling will be speaking at the English service today, so remember him in prayer as well.
今天林牧师会在英文堂讲道，也纪念他。
Amen. Today I want to share briefly about the obligation to preach the gospel.
今天想要跟大家分享我们传福音的义务。
It's going to come from 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
对，哥林多前书第九章。
And Paul says that he is compelled to preach the gospel.
保罗说他不得不传福音。
Compelled means that he's obligated to preach the gospel.
就说他有这个义务去传福音。
It's not his choice to preach the gospel.
这不是他的选择。
But it's something that God placed upon his life.
这是神在他的呼召。
But before we do that, I wanted to share with you a little bit about the Corinthian church.
在那个之前，我们先看一下哥林多这个教会。
Most of you know Apostle Paul went on 3 missionary journeys.
大部分都知道保罗有三次的宣教的旅程。
During his second journey, he happened to go to Corinth.
在第二次的时候，他去了哥林多这个都市。
Here, Paul stayed and preached the gospel for about 1.5 years.
他在那里停留了大概一年半的时间。
And he built this church from the foundation.
他在那里建立的那个教会。
He began to grow this church.
他在那里建造那个教会。
And then he handed this church over to Apollos.
后来他就把这个教会交给了亚波罗。
Corinth was one of the most important cities of the time in the whole world.
哥伦多在那个时候是一个很重要的一个都市。
They had great trade and commerce.
那边有交通跟商业非常的发达。
They had great culture.
在文化上面也有很高的程度。
Music.
他们有音乐。
Art.
艺术。
Theater,
戏剧,
whatever happened in Corinth,
在这个哥伦多这个地方所发生的事情,
would go to the rest of the world.
会被传到世界上其他的地方。
They had a great port system there.
他们有一个很大的一个海港。
They had, if you traveled to the north, there was Rome.
你可以往北坐船到罗马。
If you traveled to the south, there was Egypt.
往南你可以到埃及。
Religion thrived there as well.
那边也有很多的宗教在那里。
It was the home to the God of love.
在那里，他们是有一个爱的神。
And it was also home to the God of healing.
还有一个医治的神在那里。
Does this sound very familiar?
这听起来是不是很跟我们很相信呢？
Very much like Southern California.
听起来有点像是南加州这个地方。
So when I read and study about Corinth, it reminds me of Southern California.
我们在读关于哥林多这个教会这个都市的时候，它提醒了我们这个南湾这个地方。
Anything that happens in Southern California, the entire world looks here.
整个世界常常都在看我们这个南加州所做的一些事情。
Especially with TV and internet nowadays.
尤其是在电视或者在其他的媒体方面。
Tonight, the Emmy Awards will be on TV.
今天晚上电视上会有艾美奖的颁奖典礼。
Some of you don't know what the Emmy Awards are, but they're an award show that celebrates what, you know, all the shows that are on TV.
来庆祝我们这个电视上所有的一些节目。
Millions of people will be watching tonight.
好几百万的人会来看这个电视。
Millions of people will be watching what their favorite actor or actress is wearing before they even go to the show.
几百万的人会看他们最喜欢的演员，他们今天晚上要穿什么样子的衣服。
And the color of someone's dress will influence what people wear all across the world tonight.
也是某些人他们穿的衣服的颜色也会影响到以后全世界的人他们穿衣服的风潮。
So we have to understand that the Corinth church was very, very important.
所以就像南加州那时候的哥伦多也是这样子一个都市。
After Paul had left this church, he sent Timothy to check and make sure the church was going well.
保罗离开那个教会以后，他就请提摩太去那个教会看一下。
The church was having some struggle, and they wrote Paul a letter and asking him some questions about how to do church.
那时候教会里面有一些困难，所以他们写一封信给保罗问一些问题。
So Timothy went to the church.
那提摩太去了那个教会。
And you would think that a church that had Apostle Paul for 1.5 years would be incredible.
你想说保罗在那边教导了一年半，这个教会应该是很稳当，会一直成长的。
But it wasn't like that.
但是这个教会并不是如此。
It was in great disarray.
这个教会有很多的纷争。
They were allowing the culture to come into the church.
他们让世俗的文化进到了教会里面。
They were allowing religion. Other religions to come into the church.
让其他的宗教影响他们的教会。
And it was so bad that Timothy had to call Paul to come to the church.
所以提摩太发觉这个情形，就请保罗来再一次来到这个教会里。
They were false apostles that were coming in trying to teach their theology.
那个教会里面有假使徒来教错误的神学。
And there was great division amongst the church itself.
那教会里面也有不同的纷争。
People began to see one another not as brothers and sisters out of love, but out of class.
教会里面不以弟兄姐妹来相称，而以为有不同的这个等级。
If you made a lot of money, you were very spiritual.
如果你有赚了很多钱，他们觉得你在灵性上就很成熟。
And you never did physical work.
你不需要做一些劳工。
If you made a little bit of money,
如果你赚的钱很少的话,
then you are seen as lower class Christian.
他们可能会看不起你。
If you were a part of a very loyal and good family,
如果你是一个很有名的一个世家的话,
then people thought you were very spiritual.
他们就会觉得你在灵性上也很成熟。
But if you came from a family that was broken, they thought you were very unspiritual.
如果你来的一个家庭是很没有名气的，他们就比较看不起你。
So how much money you made?
所以你所赚的钱,
what kind of job you had?
你的工作,
who were your friends?
你的朋友,
where you lived?
你所住的地方,
even how you dressed?
你怎么穿衣服,
was judged by the church.
都被拿来当这个灵性成长的一个准则。
So instead of having a church with grace and love, we had a church that was very divided.
所以这个教会没有神的爱或恩典，而反而是有很多的纷争。
And this even affected how the church viewed leadership.
这影响了这个教会怎么样来看他们的首领。
Chapter 3 in 1 Corinthians talks about people saying, I follow Apollos.
哥林多前书第三章讲到有些人说我是跟从亚波罗的。
And some people saying, I follow Paul.
有些人说我是跟从保罗的。
But most of the people wanted to follow Apollos.
但是有很多人要跟随亚波罗。
Because probably he was a very good speaker.
因为亚波罗是一个口才很好的人。
Probably very nice looking.
他可能长得不错。
Tall.
可能很高。
Handsome.
很长得很好。
And we know that in the Bible, Apostle Paul was not tall.
我们知道保罗并不是很高。
He was not handsome.
他可能不是很英俊。
He had a hard time speaking.
他说话也不是很口才很好。
Just like Moses.
就像摩西一样。
We know that the Bible says that Paul didn't fully develop physically.
我们知道保罗不是成长得很高。
Maybe he had a crooked nose.
也许他的鼻子不是很直。
Maybe he had a limp.
也许他走路不是很正。
He might have had my thumb.
也许他的手指像Pastor Tim 一样。
It's see the right thumb is very short.
右边的拇指比较短。
It didn't grow all the way.
它没有完全的成长。
With my toes too.
它的脚趾也一样。
And we see that the church began to view leadership in this way.
我们可以看到这个教会对他们的领袖是有这样不同的看法。
So it was not just people in the congregation, but even leadership was, well, they had the wrong view.
所以他们不只是弟兄姐妹彼此怎么看待，对看待教会的首领也一样。
We also know the church was probably very wealthy.
我们知道这个教会可能是相当的有钱。
They lived right in the center of commerce, trade commerce.
他们住在一个很繁荣的一个都市里面。
But they refused to support Apostle Paul.
但他们不愿意支持保罗的事工。
They did not support him at all financially to do his missionary work.
他们在金钱上没有支持保罗来做他宣教的工作。
So in chapter 9, Paul begins to talk about some of these issues.
所以在第九章的时候，保罗就讲到这些问题。
One of the questions they asked was about the sacrifice to idols.
他们有提到一个问题是讲到祭偶像的食物。
They asked, should we eat the food sacrificed to idols?
做祭过偶像的食物可不可以吃？
Back in the day, a third of the food that was sacrificed to idols would be burnt up.
那个时候祭过偶像的食物有三分之一会拿来烧掉。
A third of the food would be given back to the person who offered it.
三分之一会回到这个来祭的人。
And then the third of the food would be given to the priest.
三分之一会拿给祭司。
And the priest would have so much meat.
那祭司会有很多的食物。
That he would sell it to the market.
那祭司有时候会把这些食物再卖回到这个市场上。
For a good price.
有很高的价钱来卖出去。
And then people would buy the meat.
所以很多人就会跟这些祭司们买食物。
And then they would eat the meat.
然后他们会吃这些肉。
But they realized maybe some people, to some people, it wasn't a right thing to do.
有些人觉得这不是一个正确的事情。
To eat meat sacrificed to idols.
来吃这个祭过偶像的肉。
So the problem was, should we eat contaminated meat?
所以很多人就在问，我们可不可以吃这祭过偶像的食物？
And Paul answers them in Chapter 8, verse 7.
保罗在哥林多前书第八章第七节这样回答。
It says, some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat such food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to an idol. And since their conscience is weak, it is defiled.
但人不都有这等知识，有人到如今因拜惯了偶像，就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，他们的良心既然软弱，也就污秽了。
But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do.
其实食物不能叫神看重我们，因为我们不吃也无损，吃也无益。
Be careful, however.
只是你们要谨慎。
That the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak.
恐怕你们这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
Paul is stating that we must sometimes give up our right.
保罗说有时候我们需要放弃我们的权利。
So that others can be one to Christ.
所以别人也可以跟我们一起在基督里。
And then Paul continues this idea in chapter 9.
那保罗在第九章继续来讲这个主意。
Although the church was asking about their rights,
虽然教会在问他们的权利,
they were not thinking about Paul's rights.
但他没有想到保罗的权利。
And they were not supporting him financially.
但他没有支持保罗一个使徒的权利。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1.
哥林多前书第九章第一节。
Paul writes, Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord?
我不是自由的吗？我不是使徒吗？我不是见过我们主耶稣吗？你们不是我在主里面所做之工吗？
Even though I may not be an apostle to others, surely I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord.
假若在别人我不是使徒，在你们我总是使徒，因为你们在主里正是我做使徒的证印。
This is my defense to those who sit in judgment of me.
我对那盘问我的人就是这样分数。
Do we not have the right to food and drink?
难道我们没有权柄靠福音吃喝吗？
Even though Apostle Paul planted this church and grew this church, they still would not support him financially.
虽然保罗建立这个教会，但是他没有支持保罗的事工。
Even though he had a right.
虽然保罗有这样的权利。
In fact, they did not only not support, they started to grumble against Paul.
他们不但没有支持保罗，他们还在后面背后抱怨保罗。
They asked, "Who is Paul?"
说保罗是谁呢？
Why should we listen to him?
我们为什么要听他的话呢?
They said this many times.
他们说了很多次这样子。
Who is Apostle Paul?
谁是保罗?
Why should we support him?
我们为什么要支持他?
Earlier, I stated that the Corinth church was the home of the God of love.
这个哥林多这个都市，那里面是一个有一个爱的神在那里。
The people would practice prostitution.
那边的人他们会去这个爱的这个神的神殿里面，那边有妓女。
At the temple of Aphrodite, the god of love, the goddess of love.
希腊的一个女神，爱的神。
And this includes churchgoers.
所以有些教会的人也会去那个神殿里。
Because they thought this is how you express love.
他们觉得这个是你怎么样子学习爱的一部分。
But Paul came and showed them what true love was about.
但是保罗来跟他们讲爱的真意是什么。
He shared with the people what love really is.
他跟他们分享从神那里来的爱是什么样子的爱。
He is their spiritual father.
他是他们属灵的父亲。
And then they still ask, who is Paul?
但是他们问说保罗是谁。
Why should we listen to him?
我们为什么要听他的话。
Why should we support him?
我们为什么要支持他。
And then Paul one more time writes again in chapter 12.
在第十二章。
But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ.
在第九章第十二节说，若别人在你们身上有这权柄，何况我们呢？然而我们没有用过这权柄。
He says, even though I deserve it,
虽然我配得这样子权柄，
it's my right,
是我的权利，
I won't take it,
但是我没有用它。
Because my right is not as important as sharing the gospel to you.
因为我的权利并没有跟你分享福音那么的重要。
He wants support.
保罗需要金钱上的支持。
But he will not take it from them.
但是他不愿意这个时候接受哥林多教会的支持。
They must come to a place of willingness to give.
这个哥林多教会需要能够达到这个成熟度，能够自动的愿意来支持保罗。
Apostle Paul makes it very clear that apostles should be supported.
保罗讲得很清楚，一个使徒是应该接受教会的，有权利接受教会的供给的。
Not everyone had the gift of Paul.
很多人都没有保罗这样子的恩赐。
Not everyone was going to be single.
不是很多人都是单身。
Some people, apostles, were married.
有些使徒有结婚了。
Some of them have children and families.
有很多有小孩子，有家庭。
They needed support.
他们也需要支持。
But once again, Paul says, I will not make you give me support.
但是保罗这里说，我不会要求你来支持我。
Because it's greater if I give up my rights so that you can hear the gospel.
我愿意放弃我的权利，所以你可以听到这个福音的消息。
Verse 13.
第十三节
says, don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in what is offered on the altar?
你们岂不知道为圣事劳碌的就吃殿中的物吗？之后祭坛的就分领坛上的物吗？
In the same way, the Lord had commanded those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel.
十四节，主也是这样命定。叫传福音的靠着福音养生。
One more time, Paul states that he has a right to receive support from them.
保罗在这里再说一次，他是有这个权利来接受他们的支持的。
He wants them to understand this point.
他要他们了解这一点。
Not to receive things from them.
不是要去接受他们的东西。
But so that they understand.
但是他要他们了解。
His rights.
他的权利。
As they talk about their own rights.
当他们教会在讲他们教会本身的权利的时候。
Because they are so focused on themselves.
因为这教会只注重他们自己的权利。
That they are not thinking of others.
他们没有想到别人。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
But I have not used any of these rights, and I am not writing this in the hope that you will do such things for me. I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of this boast.
但这权柄我全没有用过，我写这话并非要你们这样待我，因为我宁可死，也不要叫人使我所夸的落了空。
And here we come to the main point of today's message.
这是今天的主题的最重要的一点。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Yet when I preach the gospel,
我传福音原不是可夸的。
I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach.
因为我是不得已的。
Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
若不传福音，我便有祸了。
When God calls us to work for Him,
当神呼召你来侍奉他的时候，
you are not going to a job interview.
你不是去访问来找一个工作。
The Bible says that God drafts us to work for Him.
圣经上说神来征召你来为他做事。
Paul does not do the work of God because it's a good job to have.
保罗做神的事工并不是说因为他是一个很好的工作。
He is constantly threatened.
他在身体上常常会被要挟。
He is constantly physically beat up.
他在身体上也常常受到打伤。
He is constantly looking for financial support.
他也常常需要金钱的支持。
He is constantly in jail.
他常常被关在牢里。
This job is not the kind of job that we like.
这个工作不是我们想要的一个工作。
There's not strong job security.
这个工作也没有一个安全感。
There's no vacation time.
也没有假期。
Yet this is the calling that God put on Apostle Paul.
但是这是神在保罗身上的呼召。
Because he drafted him to be his messenger.
他征了他来作为他的传福音的使徒。
Imagine a soldier being drafted.
就像一个军人被征召了一样。
Goes to training.
去训练。
Goes to war.
去打战。
Fights in the war.
在里面打战。
Comes home.
他回来以后。
And tells his commander.
他可以跟他的上司说
I did the job.
我做了我的工作。
Now give me my reward.
请你给我所应得的这个荣耀。
What would the commander say?
这个上司会怎么说呢？
Why would I give you a reward?
我为什么会要再付你钱呢？
You are drafted to do your job.
你是被征召来做军人的。
You are not rewarded to do your job.
你不是因为做你的工作，我们就需要用金钱来弥补你。
We have to understand that.
我们必须要了解这一点。
And the people were thinking that they could serve God in this type of way.
所以有些人以为他们可以用这样子的态度来侍奉神。
But Apostle Paul reminds them.
但是保罗提醒了他们。
That though I could get financial support from you.
虽然我可以从你那里得到金钱的支持。
If you don't give it to me.
但是如果你不给我。
That will not stop me from doing my job.
那不会停止我来做神的工作。
That will not stop me from serving the Lord.
不会让我停止来侍奉神。
Just because you will not support me,
即使你不支持我，
doesn't mean that I will not stop working.
我还是会继续的去传福音。
Because Apostle Paul doesn't serve the church.
因为保罗并不是在侍奉这个教会。
He serves God.
他侍奉的是神。
And God calls him to serve the church.
神呼召他来为这个教会工作。
I want you to think about your relationship with Jesus Christ today.
我要你来思考你跟耶稣基督的关系。
Ask yourself this question.
我们自己问自己这个问题。
Why do you serve?
我为什么要侍奉？
Why do you lead Bible study?
我为什么要带查经班？
Why do you teach Sunday school?
我为什么要教主日学？
Why do you welcome people into the parking lot?
你为什么在这里欢迎新来的人来到我们教会？
Why do you serve as leaders and deacons and pastors?
为什么你会愿意做执事或在教会里面当首领或当牧师？
Don't you have your own lives to live?
难道你没有你自己的生活吗？
Don't you have your own job to go to?
难道你没有自己的工作吗？
Don't you have different responsibilities?
难道你没有其他的义务吗？
Ask yourself this question.
我们来自己问我们自己这个问题。
Why do you serve?
我们为什么侍奉？
You should serve because God compels you to serve.
你应该侍奉，因为神征召你来侍奉。
Because Apostle Paul says, if I don't serve,
因为使徒保罗说，我如果不传福音的话，
woe to me,
我便有祸了。
That means destruction is going to come to me.
就是他会遭到大难了。
Because God called me to serve.
因为神呼召他来。
And even though that I'm tired,
虽然我已经累了。
Even though the church that I gave birth to rejects me,
虽然他建立的教会不喜欢他。
Even if other apostles are more popular than I am,
虽然其他使徒可能比较更受欢迎。
Even if I get beat up every other day,
虽然保罗在身体上常常被殴打。
Even if I have to starve in prison because I have no finance or money or food,
有时候他被关在牢里，有时候他饥饿。
I will still preach the gospel.
我还是会传福音。
That's the kind of passion that we need to have in our lives.
我们需要有这样子的热忱在我们的生命里。
Because we don't work so that other people can see and say, "Oh, good job."
我们不是来这边工作，所以别人可以看说，哦，你做得很好。
A lot of times we take God's grace for granted.
有时候我们把神的恩典看淡了。
But not Apostle Paul.
但是保罗不是如此。
He understands that God has called him to preach, no matter what the cost.
他了解神呼召他来传福音，不管有什么代价。
Do we have that attitude in our lives?
我们有没有这样子的态度？
Do we have that passion in our lives?
我们有没有这样子的热忱？
You know, my mother is, I won't say exactly how old, because she won't appreciate that.
Timothy, Pastor Timothy, 她的妈妈年纪已经大了。
But she's in her mid-late 60s.
大概是已经六十几岁了。
She's a great woman of Christ.
她是主里面一个很好的姐妹。
This year, just a few weeks ago, she returned back from a mission trip from Cambodia.
几个礼拜前，她从高棉回来去那里做短宣。
She has gone for the past 5 years.
过去每年五年他都去。
Every single year.
每一年都去。
She goes to the church there.
他到那边的教会。
Sleeps outside in the tents and buildings.
睡在这个帐篷里。
Meets people and prays for them.
他在那边帮那边人祷告。
Shares the love of Christ with them.
跟那边分享神的爱给他们。
And I ask her.
我问他,
Especially this year.
特别今年我问他,
Why do you do it?
你为什么这样做呢?
Because my mother has just recovered from cancer.
因为 Pastor Tim 的妈妈其实癌症得到癌症，但是正在复原当中。
And she's weak.
她的身体有点软弱。
And she's a small lady.
她也不高大。
And they have to travel about 20 hours to get to this place.
他们要旅行20个钟头才可以到这个地方。
And I tell her, Mom, just this year, can you just rest?
我问我妈妈说，今年你可不可以留在家里休息呢？
Just rest this year.
就休息一年吧。
But she won't.
但是她不愿意。
She made a reservation 6 months ago with the airplane ticket to go.
六个月前她就订了机票要去。
And something happened, and they lost her reservation.
但是因为机场那边有些问题，他们没有他所订的机票。
And the only flight that was available was double the price.
唯一可以飞的这个机票呢，是它原来价钱的两倍。
And so I told her, "You see, Mom, God doesn't want you to go."
我跟她讲说，看吧，妈妈，神可能不要你去。
And she said, "Don't worry about it."
她说不要担心。
And she went.
他还是去了。
And I didn't even know that she left.
他斯蒂姆也不知道他已经走了。
And I called home.
他打电话回去的时候。
And I asked my dad, "Where's mom?"
我问他爸爸说，妈妈在哪里？
And he said, "You don't know?"
他说你不知道吗？
She's already at the mission trip.
他已经去了短宣了。
It's been 2 weeks already.
去了两个礼拜了。
I said, "What?"
他说真的吗？
He said, "Yeah, she went already to the mission trip."
说他已经去了，去短宣。
Why does she go?
她为什么去呢?
Why does she have that passion?
为什么她有这个热忱去短宣呢?
God compels her to go.
因为她不得不去，因为神呼召了她。
She says, "God draws me to go."
说神吸引她去。
She says, "I have to go."
我一定要去，我不得不去。
And so even her family is saying, don't go.
虽然她的家人跟她讲不要去吧。
Even the bank account says, don't go.
虽然银行里的金钱跟她讲说不要去吧。
Even her body says, don't go.
虽然她的身体跟她讲不要去吧。
She goes.
但是她还是去了。
This last trip, she spent a whole night in the airport.
这最后这一次她整个晚上在这个机场上面等飞机。
And she caught a bad cold because of spending the night at the airport.
在整晚上在飞机场睡觉就感冒了。
But when I talk to her, she never complains.
但是当我跟她谈话的时候，她从来都不抱怨。
She just has this joy in her voice when she tells me about her trip.
她的声音里面有很大的喜乐来谈论她的这个短宣。
And the powerful things God is doing in Cambodia.
可以讲到说神在高棉那边所做的一些事工。
Recently, I looked on the computer to one of my old youth members.
最近他在电脑上Pastor Tim 查到他以前青少年事工里面教导的一个小孩子。
And I see pictures of my mother.
他看到了在那网站上有他妈妈的照片。
And I said, what is my mother doing on your website?
他说为什么你的 website 上面有我妈妈的照片呢？
And they said, we went on the mission trip with your mother.
这些小孩子说我跟你妈妈一起去了短宣了。
And so now the youth group that I used to teach over 7-8 years ago, most of them know my mother.
所以Pastor Tim 以前教过的青少年，八年前教过这青少年们，他们现在都认识 Pastor Tim 的妈妈。
They call her their spiritual mother.
他们叫她他们属灵的母亲。
When I see them,
当我看到他们的时候，
they never ask how I'm doing anymore.
他们现在已经不问我现在做得怎么样。
They say, how's your mom?
我们说你妈妈怎么样？
We miss her so much.
我很想念他们。
Oh, we love her so much.
我们很爱她。
I said, what about me?
我说那我呢？
Right now, my mother influences the students that I've taught more than me.
The Pastor Tim 的妈妈现在影响了他以前所教的学生影响更大。
A group of them drove to my mother's house in Arizona.
有一群学生开车到 Arizona 去看他妈妈。
And spent 2 days with my parents.
那边花了两天的时间跟他的父母在一起。
Went to the Grand Canyon.
他去大峡谷。
Took pictures with my mother.
照相，跟他妈妈一起在大峡谷照相。
I don't even have pictures with my parents.
我说我都没有跟我爸爸妈妈一起的照片。
And I said, why did you go to my mother's house?
你为什么去看我妈妈呢？
I wasn't there.
我不在那里。
They said, we want to visit your mom.
我说我们要去看你妈妈。
Why does she do this?
她为什么这样做呢？
Because Christ compels her to serve him.
因为神呼召了她来做。
I know that she will serve him until she meets the Lord.
我知道她会一直的侍奉我们的主，直到她见主面。
I know she will go to Cambodia every summer until she meets the Lord.
我知道她每一年夏天都会去高棉，直到她去世了为止。
And it's not to receive reward from people.
这不是因为她要从人的口中得到什么好处。
But it is to go because she loves God.
她去，因为她爱神。
I want to ask you this morning.
所以今天早上我要问你一件问题。
What kind of compelling has God put on your heart?
神在你的心上有没有放了什么事情让你不得不去做的？
What kind of passion drives you?
神有没有给你对哪一件事工有什么特别的热忱？
Because God compels all of us.
因为神呼召我们所有的人，每一个人。
Some of you are to preach the gospel.
你们有些人会去传福音。
Some of you are to lead Bible study.
有些人会代查圣经。
Some of you are to be great intercessors for the Lord.
有些人会为别人来代祷。
Some of you are to be a mouthpiece for your family who doesn't know God.
有些人会跟你们的家人传福音。
There are so many things that God places on all of our lives.
神在我们身上有呼召我们去做很多的事情。
What has He put on yours?
他在你身上做了什么事？
Does it drive you?
你有没有觉得说你不得不去做某些事？
Does it bring passion in your heart?
神有没有给你这个热忱？
No matter how old you are,
不管你年纪多大了，
No matter how young you are,
不管你多年轻，
You can serve the Lord.
你可以侍奉主。
And what you do will greatly impact the kingdom.
那你所做的事情也会在神的国度里有很大的影响。
You don't know.
你现在可能不知道。
How powerful your service is.
你的侍奉是能够有多么的有力。
Amen. Let's come to the Lord in prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this morning.
主，我们为今天早上来感谢您。
We thank you for the testimony of Apostle Paul.
我们感谢你，使徒保罗给我们的见证。
We thank you for his passion for you.
我们也感谢保罗这个热忱。
Lord, we ask that you would bless this church.
主，我们希望你能够祝福这个教会。
Bless all of us in this place.
祝福我们这里的每一个人。
Help us to listen to your word.
帮助我们来聆听你的话语。
Help us to listen to the passion that you put in our hearts.
帮助我们聆听我们心里你所给我们的热忱。
Are we to be intercessors?
我们是不是可以帮别人代祷？
Are we to be small group leaders?
我们是不是可以当小组的组长？
Are we to be missionaries?
我们是不是可以当宣教士？
Whatever it may be.
不管是什么样的事工。
We pray that you would strengthen us.
我们希望你能够给我们力量。
So that we can serve you well.
所以我们可以能够好好的来侍奉你。
Like Apostle Paul says.
就像保罗所说的。
We want to be compelled to serve you, God.
我们要这不得不去侍奉你。
Strengthen us, Lord.
给我们力量。
When we are weak.
当我们在软弱的时候。
Strengthen us, Lord.
给我们力量。
When the world tells us not to serve you.
当世界跟我们讲不要侍奉你的时候。
Strengthen us, Lord.
给我们力量。
When financially it's difficult to serve you.
当经济上有困难的时候。
Strengthen us, Lord.
给我们力量。主。
When the circumstances tell us that we shouldn't serve you.
当我们身边的人或身边的事情跟我们讲我们不要侍奉你。
And help us to fix our eyes on you.
帮助我们注目在你身上。
Not that we would receive a reward from this world.
不是因为我们要这个世俗的一些荣耀。
But Lord, we will receive the eternal reward with you.
但是我们从那里得到永久的荣耀。
Bless this church.
求你祝福这个教会。
That it may be effective.
所以我们在这里能够有效的。
In serving you.
来侍奉您。
Thank you, God.
感谢主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.